Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly.
On a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Convicted killer Carrie Dean Moore is scheduled to die by lethal injection this morning at the first, which will be the first execution in Nebraska since 1997. Omaha World Herald is reporting that the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services said that unless there's a stay or legal action to prevent the lethal injection execution from happening, it'll occur at 10 a.m. this morning. The guards and officers started arriving and closing roads near the state penitentiary in Lincoln earlier today. Moore, who is 60 years old, has served 38 years on death row for the 1979 killings of two Omaha cab drivers.
Like 5 days apart, yeah. The guys are both the same age, both Korean War vets. Isn't that different? I mean, interesting with that they sadly had that.
Well, hit the way we picked them.
We've only executed three people in a close circle in the 90s, in the mid-90s. It was like 94, 95, 96. And then prior to that was Starkweather in the 50s.
Yeah.
So it doesn't happen very often.
No.
So the execution is Nebraska's first using lethal injection.
I guess the other has been old Sparky, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the first in the nation to use this four-drug protocol recently adopted by state prison officials. So I guess members of the public are expected to start gathering this morning. But there's obviously rainy conditions down in Lincoln, but I think people who are either protesting or promote, you know, there to support are going to, you know, show up no matter what the weather is like.
Yeah, they've been there since yesterday. They, you know, I think they've been there for a few days protesting.
I think the rain has a nice effect. It helps your guy liner run.
Oh, yeah, but
You look more intense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Two more people under arrest in connection with the burglary at the home of Nebraska head football coach Scott Frost, a 20-year-old and two teenagers, a 16-year-old boy and a 17-year-old girl, have all been brought into custody in connection with the crime. Police say that the suspects entered Scott Frost's home through an unlocked door last month, stole about $50,000 worth of belongings like helmets, shoes, artwork.
Very intense. So, we go from death penalty to the people who stole from Scott Frost. Mm. How much trouble are they in?
They're in a lot of trouble. No. I mean, I would imagine they're facing burglary charges. But as far as the 16 and 17-year-old, I mean, you know, they're considered juveniles, so I don't know how harsh of a punishment they'll be.
It's amazing how many people are robbing or at least casing joints, you know, now that everyone has those, I think it's those Ring doorbells, you know, and they're affordable. You know, a lot of footage, man, of
the
people
attempt.
Casing, yeah.
Well, I always lock my doors on my car, and I live in a kind of a pseudo-sketchy neighborhood, and I must have left my car unlocked Saturday because my car got rifled through.
Oh, no.
So people must normally go through that parking lot and go
and
try the doors.
Yeah.
Mine are always locked.
Yeah.
So you wonder how many times the attempt. That's the thing. I guess it makes sense. Cops always say, lock your doors. This was an unlocked garage door.
Yeah.
That's how they were able to rob them.
Yeah. Stupid. But they got them, so good.
Yeah, so I believe the items are, you know, slowly but surely getting returned. I mean, the good news was at the time they thought that those championship rings were part of some of the items stolen and that they found those in the garage. So,
you know, they need a penalty box. They need a penalty box at Memorial Stadium like they do in hockey. You know, all glassed, encased.
With them in it.
Yeah, with them in it.
Who sits in it? And they're just Husker-related crimes?
The three people who stole from, so we can all look.
That doesn't seem like punishment. These criminals are like, yeah, we have to sit in the penalty box right on the 50-yard line.
I guess you're right.
And watch the game.
I think last year would have been punishment.
Last year would have been total punishment.
Yeah, okay.
The criminals would have been like, do we have to watch the game? Yes. You do.
And you have to cheer. All right, what else?
Bridge collapse in Italy is making international news. At least 11 people dead after a huge section of a bridge in the northern Italian city of Genoa, 600 feet long, fell around 300 feet onto buildings, railroad tracks below. It was a strong storm system that was moving through the area, and Italy's transportation minister called the collapse an enormous tragedy. And the man who drove his car into security barriers outside London's Parliament building under arrest, suspicion of terrorism. No major injuries. Two people did have to be taken to the hospital to get treated for their injuries, but thankfully nothing worse than that. The driver is said to be a man in his late 20s. And Omarosa has a new tell-all book hitting newsstands today. It's called Unhinged, the insider's account of the Trump White House. The former Trump White House staffer and reality star is slamming the Trump administration. Publisher of the book has promised an explosive and jaw-dropping account.
What's he call her? Wacky Omarosa? Low life.
She a low life.
Yeah. Low life. Yeah, the book, the press secretary was saying the book is riddled with lies and false accusations. So she's making all the rounds. Omarosa's making the rounds today.
Oh, yeah. You know, he said, when you give a crazed, crying lowlife a break and give her a job at the White House, I guess it just didn't work out. Good work by General Kelly for quickly firing that dog. That's what he tweeted yesterday.
Okay. Called her a dog?
For quickly firing that dog. And you do have that audio that she played of him saying, gee, damn it, right?
Yeah.
Man. When she's saying, hey, I just got fired, and he's like, I didn't know anything about it.
I think this is it.
Gee,
right
darn
here.
It.
Omarosa, what's going on? I just saw on the news that you're thinking about leaving. What happened?
General Kelly came to me and said that you guys wanted me to leave.
No, I nobody even told me about it. Nobody.
Wow.
You know, they run a big operation, but I didn't know it. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Damn it. I don't love you leaving at all.
I don't love you leaving at all. This is like an SNL sketch. I was just watching the news. Like, it's like proof of him finding out what happened in his own White House from the news.
What? I was watching the news. You just got fired.
What happened?
So he shouldn't have.
What a setup.
He shouldn't have hired her.
No.
When everybody laughed when she gets hired, and then now this happens.
You gotta hear this. This is so strange.
Omarosa, what's going on? I just saw on the news that you're thinking about leaving. What happened?
General Kelly came to me and said that you guys wanted me to leave.
No, I nobody even told me about it. Nobody.
Wow.
You know, they run a big operation, but I didn't know it. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Damn it. I don't love you leaving at all.
I don't love you leaving at all. Damn it.
I mean, John, how would you like to be Kelly?
Damn it.
He must have been waiting. He's like, when are they going to hire Gary Busey? And I'll have to fire Gary Busey.
Yeah. Meatloaf? Huh?
What?
Brett Michaels?
I don't know what I said, but I recorded it.
Well,
I mean, the only thing that you could think logically that you bring these people in is, what does he want? The distraction, you know, look at this. It's still this. Look at this. Look at this. Don't
I
look
am
over
not
here.
Sure. It seems as if. But now you can get her book and read all about it.
Mm-hmm.
It is kind of timed for all the stuff right as the book comes out, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They sit on this, and then it's her making the most of her moment. I mean, you sit on it, you work on your book, and then now all of a sudden, ta-da!
How many books usually come out of a White House of just people making?
Seems like a lot. I don't know. It just seems like there's an awful lot.
How many are worth the read?
Yeah.
Fire and Fury had a ton of hysteria. Remember when Fire and Fury, how many books have already come out from the Trump White House?
Yeah, that's the good question, because there's already been a couple. Usually when somebody writes about their time in the White House, it's not some explosive tell-all. It's usually like anecdotal behind the scenes, like, oh, what happened?
Well, let's go to the source on who's writing these books. I mean, Omarosa, God.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the people that you have in your White House. Those are the people that are going to go out and write those kind of books. I mean, so
right,
the company you keep. So the company that owns Lee and Wrangler Jeans is getting ready to say goodbye to denim and get into the yoga pants and other alternative clothing industry. They want to offload the denim business.
Can you believe this?
Because of the fact that, you know, the denim's not paying off like other stuff does. The slim down company will instead focusing on active lifestyle brands. So yoga pants, but then like North Face, JanSport, I guess the jeans is just going to go and do its own thing. The new jeans company will have about $2.5 billion in annual sales, but the people behind Lee and Wrangler are not interested in keeping going.
Then there used to be a Lee Jeans outlet store in Nebraska City.
Oh, possibly.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously, you know, there's that other...
Nebraska Crossing.
There's that other... No, not Nebraska Crossing.
Like Nebraska City, like where the Pendleton one is.
Let's say you get off of that other Sapp Brothers exit off the interstate to head into Nebraska City. There was a Lee Jeans.
Okay.
And I used to always just laugh at the sign. I'd never been inside. But I'm like, that's amazing. It's a Lee Jeans outlet.
I had a couple pairs of Lee Jeans.
Yeah, that were cool in 82.
I know.
Not in 83. I mean, it was like Lee jeans
like
were cool when we were little kids.
I was going to say.
But it was like your parents bought it for you only after it wasn't hip anymore. Like this would be back to school and my mom would be, you know, they got you some Lee jeans and you're like, oh, they suck now.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was a few years ago I was wearing those.
You were wearing Lee jeans a couple years ago?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know quite why. Somehow I ended up with them. As I swallowed.
He gulps.
So I should stop.
I wound up
stop. Talking about
it. Sorry. Seems like you're very...
I mean, these companies are just... They're not saying that denim doesn't work anymore. They're just giving up on their brand of denim, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But I thought that they had... I mean, like, Brett Favre has been doing Wrangler commercials for years.
Is it Lee and Wrangler?
Lee and Wrangler apparently are the same company.
Okay, they're splitting up or doing whatever. Yeah, because I'm assuming that Cowboys are still going to be... Cowboys are not going to be doing their Cowboys stuff in yoga pants.
That's when it's over.
Yes.
When middle American farmers are wearing yoga pants. I think my butt looks good in it, okay? When I'm climbing up and off the tractor, I like a nice looking butt. It frames my booty circle.
I'm trying to break a horse. I'm trying to break a horse here in concert. Those jeans will exist forever.
I'm seeing Jason Aldean also was a Wrangler endorser for a while. I mean, they're
I would hope so.
Jeans.
Jason Aldean can't come out on stage in yoga pants.
No.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
I just.
Well, you just said this is what all the kids are wearing in high school now. Athleisure.
Jeff.
Athleisure, it is.
The brand.
I'll go pick up Oliver today, and that's exactly what I'll see.
It's almost like Under Armour shorts?
It's the boys are wearing Under Armour shorts, and the girls are all wearing yoga pants. It's. I'm sure there's other ones that don't, but yeah, there's the majority of them, and I'm like, I would never. How do you concentrate in school? I mean,
the track pants or the like the juicy sweatpant type of stuff.
No, this is tight yoga pants.
I
guess I don't know the brand. So, I mean, Juicy is said as a brand for yoga pants?
Or Lululemon?
Lululemon.
Okay.
I mean, that's a big one, but that's usually the moms that are wearing Lululemon. I mean, if a young gal is wearing Lululemon, God bless, you've got some very comfortable parents, because a pair of Lululemon yoga pants can run you over $100, but they also tailor them for you.
Yeah, but they
come long and you get them tailored to the length that you want, and people swear by them, say that they're absolutely.
Yeah, because you can get whatever type brand, cheap knockoff, whatever you brand it at Target or Walmart or whatever. Yeah,
I don't see the brands. Champion 9, C9. That's what you'll see me
wearing. That's just what they're wearing. They're not wearing the jeans. Well, I guess I'll find out more today as I pull up and check it out. I hate doing that, by the way.
Are you going to go online and buy some fart crackers?
No, that's Molly's deal. Molly's endorsing fart crackers, by the way. You can check it out.
What are fart crackers?
That's
the
what
things
you
that
take.
I'm eating are the... No, they're appetite suppressants.
They're magic fart
what's
crackers.
Molly, what's the brand?
GG Scandinavian.
GG.
GG Scandinavian. They come in their bran and oat bran, and they come in honey.
We're going to go to sales today, see if we can get you a fart cracker endorsement.
I would love
it. Molly.
Does someone make a generic version of GG brand fart crackers.
We need some, locally.
Because we should really buy local.
Yeah.
So I'm
I don't know if they make it because they're a Norwegian or Scandinavian. They call them Scandinavian, but I guess that Scandinavia is Norway.
Somebody's got a farm-to-table fart cracker.
Now, you know one of one. Give us a call right now. Molly's all about it.
They're delicious. Yeah. Little peanut butter. Little hummus.
If anybody had that level of gas that you're rolling right there.
I know. Oh, my God.
We got that from
sounds like your house. Ooh. You've been rolling tape.
You need to go back to the
insult store.
Stop bargain shopping. That's what you need to do.
I hope you better turn them jokes back in.
I hope you kept your receipt for that funny. Because it ain't. Shop.
You better stop ordering that stuff on Amazon.
You're listening to The Big Party Morning Show.
All right, we got an email to Molly. It says, Molly, you have to be careful adding fiber at your age because it can cause abdominal pain and constipation. Molly's this new thing is these magic fart crackers. it actually blocks the absorption of fat, so adding fiber can't make you sick, but you can have symptoms that you're not ideal. So add it periodically, just slowly add it to your body. As for the flatulent problem you have,
she doesn't think it has
to do with anything with your magic fart crackers.
And was that from Wilford Brimley?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of our greatest listeners. No, that was from a gastrointestinal nurse.
Yes.
She says, I literally talk about this every day because she's a gastrointestinal
nurse. That's hysterical. So I got these crackers, these GG Scandinavian crackers. I ordered them and I've only been eating like one or two of them a day because all the comments in the section was saying, be very careful about adding fiber to your diet. And I just was curious what the deal was. Like, I haven't noticed any changes. And so I didn't know if I was like, am I going to make myself sick by adding too much fiber to my diet? I mean, I'm just slowly adding them in and drinking apparently lots of water, but I haven't noticed any changes. No changes in anything.
Are you hoping to lose weight then? Is that the
idea?
Yeah,
there's supposed to be these magic like crackers.
It's an appetite suppressant.
Man,
it's an appetite. This is her mother's little helper.
Yeah.
Taking some pills to lose weight.
Come on, it's just a cracker. There's nothing crazy in it. I mean, it's like, honestly.
For wine night, and it's like, ooh, Stacy looks good in them yoga pants. And then Stacy tells what drug she's taking.
I've been eating these crackers. There's no drugs in the crackers. They're just crackers.
I only eat one meal a day.
Ooh.
Hey, how's that? You still use your treadmill?
Yep.
Come on,
Molly.
Yep,
just used it yesterday.
Did you really?
Yeah, I usually go on it about four times a week.
Now, where is it? Is it like 2 feet from you right now?
No, it's in my bedroom.
Okay.
So when I wake up in the morning, it's staring right at me.
I don't understand why you don't
taunting me.
Move this microphone up to your bedroom so you can just do the thing from your bed.
Yeah, then you never have to leave.
I want to hear do a segment on the treadmill.
Yeah.
I can do a segment. I have certain shows that I only let myself watch if I'm on the treadmill. So that's my little carrot, my incentive. Like if I want to like binge something, it's like, yeah, you can binge it, but you got to be on the treadmill the whole time.
But are you running or jogging or walking or
what are you doing? Average, usually. I just
nice walk.
Like a jog. Yeah. So like a four. I don't run. I've never been a runner. I tried to see if I could be a runner and it's not in my DNA.
Yeah, you don't seem like a runner. Like I don't either. I'm not a runner. You wouldn't see me running down a street.
Unless the ice cream truck had just gone past.
Exactly. Wait. Hold up.
Same with Molly. I just look at you. I don't, and it's not a slam. You just, runners look like runners. I mean, I don't know, something about a runner, but yeah, if the ice cream truck's going by or someone yells free barbecue, then I'm
you're
running
on
down
it.
The street. Yeah.
You are on it. Yeah. I try to, move as much as possible. It's hard, though.
No, it's hard to move.
No, it's just hard to stay motivated. I mean, a treadmill's great, but like if I didn't have like shows I wanted to watch on Netflix or something like that I used as a taunting, as a way of like getting on there.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would do. I mean,
well, you got your fart cracker. That sounds like it's heading you in the right direction so far.
Thank goodness.
What show motivates you to run on the treadmill?
Right now, it's Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, which is a comedy. It's a comedy show on Netflix. It's from like the people that did 30 Rock. And I love it. It's really funny. But usually what I watch, it just depends. I'll watch like Arrested Development, or, you know, if I'm really feeling motivated, I'll put like an hour long show on.
Okay. All right. As long as you got your method. I like to dangle the old, you know, put the stick on the hat type deal with the
hot dog.
With a hot dog on the end. That gets me there. That gets me walking.
Hot dog!
And you're able to trick yourself like, why don't I ever make any progress?
Oh, I'm getting progress. I'm starting to. But yeah. So yeah. I guess it just takes a little bit of everything to get you going.
Hey, last night, James Corden and Ariana Grande basically did a full-on musical on the show. They weren't even driving and doing carpool karaoke. They just did a Titanic set and did a 13-song rendition of popular songs set to a play of Titanic. This is Ariana Grande, though, kind of crushing Celine.
I don't know what to think. If it becomes a weekly thing, a bit much for me.
Well, it's all kind of fun in games, and then when she does her Celine, people are like, whoa.
She's got
this
great
is
voice.
In front of the regular studio audience.
So it sounds like he's moving his carpool karaoke to the Broadway type stage.
Dude, there's a new karaoke bar in Blackstone.
Is there really?
Really? Oh, no.
I mean, it's all over the place. It's right next to Coneflower. I mean, you know, we've all been to karaoke bars. This has got karaoke, I mean, all over the front, the month. You know.
All right, you're meant
karaoke
to go.
Karaoke with, like...
They don't have one in
Omaha. Looks like there's a patio. I'm like, what are you... You're out in the patio taking a break?
Yeah. A little smoke break.
Taking a breather before you have to go in and do your second set.
So it's got to be, like, full-on KJ jam, so...
All right.
You can go down there and sing your... What's your ballad that you want to sing?
Do You Really Want to Hurt Me?
There you go.
There you go.
Channel 94.1.